Welcome to another episode of Cosmic Lounge, where we explore intuitive strategies and conscious living for a more fulfilling life. Well, today we embark on a journey into the world of holistic health, uncovering the interconnectedness of mind, body, and spirit. So as you know, if you know me, I was a personal trainer for 17 years, starting my journey into self-discovery through the physical space, right? So trying to understand how to manage the physical aspect of myself since I was going through a struggle with my weight at the time. So this incessant ups and down in this weight management led me to, you know, be interested in nutritions and how to take care of myself with the culinary aspect of it, right? Once I knew this, it was amazing, yet it was definitely not enough. So I became a personal trainer, going through the year-long program in France where we learn, you know, that anatomy and physiology and biomechanics and figuring that, like, well, you know, if I know all of these data, there's got to be a way for me to control it, at least to manage it. And the reality was that although I knew intellectually a lot on how to control it, it was not easy. It was not effortless. It still seemed that there was something deeper in the way I was managing my life and especially my choices that was not linked to eating the right thing and doing the right thing, but more so it was feeling that it was fueled and ignited by a deeper part of me. So that's when I really dove into the understanding that there was a mental aspect to it that was playing into when this mental was managing, you know, the emotional part and vice versa, right? The emotional aspect was actually the part that was choosing at time, and it was subconscious and conscious. And so when I started to really dive into the subconscious and unconscious aspect of myself, realized that the spiritual aspect was actually the bigger one. And that's when I moved away from training people and coaching people on how to lose weight or tone their body or, you know, prepare for a race, but more so it was about how to dive into the substance of a being. And where the dimension of holistic well-being and holistic health became much more of a passion for me than just the physical part. Physical part being very important, you know, of course, but it was not just that. And so this mindful approach to health and well-being, which really is a holistic health, has been a dear aspect to me, not just as a coach, but it's because that has been my entire life legacy, so to speak, right? So I wanted to share this podcast today because I feel that there's an understanding or a misunderstanding about what health is. And when we miss or we lack one of the component to focus on to really create this holistic, synergistic system between our physical body, mental, emotional, and spiritual body, we are lacking one aspect of how this synergy can really provide the most optimum space for us. And so it felt relatively essential for me to share this message, maybe more just as a reminder, maybe as a way to explore or remember today, like, oh, what is it that I have to, that I've left behind? Like, what part of me or what aspect of me have I left behind that would optimize the way I feel, the way I sleep, the way I wake up in the morning, the way I think, the way I transform my negative thoughts into something else. And so, and it's not a coincidence. It's just a focused, desired purpose that is looking at who we are as a holistic system, right? So holistic health is more than just treating the symptom. That's really, you probably know that already, but it's really something that is important to remember, right? It's about nurturing the entire being. Our mental, physical, and emotional and spiritual well-being are all intricately linked to to one another. And by addressing all aspects, we can achieve a harmonious and balanced life. Right. So if we start with the mind, for example, mental health is the foundation of our well-being, by the fact that it's the structure that allows our creative flow to move through. Right. So it's all about, for example, mindfulness practices, meditation techniques, and power of positive thinking, for example, or, exploring our limitations, mental limitation, our mindsets, how we like our belief system. So our thoughts shape our reality, right? And so by cultivating a healthy mental space, we lay the groundwork for a fulfilling life, right? Obviously, I started with the body, and to me, honoring the body is definitely the anchor that allows our spiritual self to come and move in and feeling home. So moving, this physical aspect, connecting to our physical aspect, our body, and treating it as really the vessels for experiencing life is essential, right? So there is an importance in nourishing our body with proper nutrition and regular exercises and adequate rest and when it is needed, right? And so it's not in necessarily creating huge changes where we have to now just make the room for all of our, like 3 hours a day of going to the gym, of practicing yoga. And it's not about this. It's truly, to me, about becoming aware of where are the small mindful changes that we can do in our daily routine that can have a profound impact on our physical well-being. And sometimes they are very slight. Like it's not, once again, it doesn't have to be big one that are needing our entire life to change. It's more about because we already know what we need to do. And so at time, it's really about why am I not doing it? And if I do, and really creating a plan of implementation so that it is integrated and really create a big, profound, deep shift within our sense of self, like how we connect with our physicality, our body, our and ultimately it moves beyond us, how we connecting with others. There is obviously connecting with the spirit and the spiritual dimension. Is often overlooked in traditional health discussions. And, when we start to understanding that delving into practices that nurture the spirit, once again, it can be meditation, prayer, or connecting with nature. We start to look at a life and this health from a more purposeful, point of view, vantage point, because it is really about fostering a sense of connection to something greater than ourself. And that provides us a sense of meaningfulness. And I have met many successful people who have materialistic success. They are obviously educated and mentally very sharp, but because there's no substantial energy when it comes down to this meaning, this sense of purpose, this sense of knowing our space in the bigger picture, there is this sense of lack of fulfillment, lack of meaningfulness, purpose, and that create restlessness because it's almost like we feel very empowered in so many ways, but it's not directing in something that really nurtures the very basic principle of life, which is connection. And so it's no surprise that a lot of very high achiever entrepreneurs, for example, or corporate leaders are moving back later on in their life to connect with the spirituality aspect of themselves because it is also it's the nurturing. It's really the nourishing aspect of all of our physical experience, right? So it has to be just not left behind as I will do it later. It to me it is essential to actually nurture it at the same time as we nurture our physical body, right? And so finding the balance is between the three is really what holistic health is all about, right? It's about realizing like the insights that we need to create a personalized holistic health plan. It's really looking at all of these dimensions and finding how to integrate these practices into our daily life to promote our overall well-being. So why is it important that I'm sharing that with you right now? Because first of all, for you to understand that this has been my legacy, my life is based on that foundation. And what I've come to notice in the past, I mean, several years, but really more closely now, is that humanity has lost its way to look at itself in a more holistic way this way. And that's why I created this and designed these retreats in Italy in June 2024, between the June 6 and 13, where it is going to purely dedicate our awareness to nurturing and nourishing the physical body, the mental, emotional body, and the spiritual body. And I'm so excited about it because it really is like I feel it as a human upgrade, like 3.0. It's not even 2.0, it's a 3.0, because it's really all dimensions will be moving together to create an optimization of who we are capable of being and offering to ourselves. And so I'm so excited about this. I just put the link out there. And it will be also in this in the write-up for this podcast. And you know, it's all about having to dedicate time, choosing to choose us, you know, to really have us at the center of our life and saying, yes, this is what is most important. I'm going to dedicate this time to give to myself, to learn more about myself, to remember, maybe to explore possibility I don't know, and to do it not just in a one-on-one session on virtual, but really diving into an environment that is supported, that has been designed energetically for this. So the awakening or the remembrance are going to happen, and it's all about creating personalized plan for you to have this holistic wellness plan set up so that when you go back home, you have the steps, you have the how-to on a daily or weekly basis to really integrate this holistic well-being space. So I'm inviting you to go to my website at alinehenley.com and then check the experiences. It's right now up and running, and there's a limited space. So you know, think about it for 24 hours, 48 hours, but listen to your soul and know that if this is for you, it is, then there's no need to think about it. So like, I'm going to do it. This is what I need. This is what my life need. This is what my body, mind, and spirit need right now. And so we're going to do it with 12 to 15 people, which is exciting. There's going to be a lot of experiences, as you know, I always tend to deliver. So, this holistic living that is connected to our sense of well-being, overall health and well-being, to me, reconnecting with this awareness, this consciousness of offering that to ourselves. This is really what motivated this podcast today. And so if you're interested in it, then please just reach out to me and learn more about this retreat in June, and learn how to do it also. Not just a one-time week-long retreat, but also to implement it in your daily life and really choose to redirect your thoughts more onto this mindset, right? It's really just a mindset. So thank you for joining us on this exploration of a holistic health today. Remember that true well-being involves nurturing not only the body, but also the mind and the spirit. And in the meantime, stay tuned for more episodes of Cosmic Lounge, like they are coming every Tuesday, where we continue to explore intuitive strategies and conscious living. And so until next time, be well and live consciously.